This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Of the Friday afternoon, August the 29th, 1986, Deliverance Service. Steve Bell is the teacher.
Don't just send me one little old quail. Just one, God. I don't need 112 bushels. Just one, Lord. Now, let's go to Genesis 45, verse 25. Let's look at Jacob again. Bless his heart. Then they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to Jacob their father. They'd been to see Joseph. They came back. They found out it was Joseph. And they told him, saying, they told Jacob, said, Joseph is still alive, and he's the governor over all the land of Egypt. I look at this great man of God, Jacob. And Jacob's heart stood still because he did not believe them. Wonder how long he prayed. But when they told him all the words which Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Then Israel said, it's enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die. Praise God. He decided to go get a decision, brother. A decision. See, I don't know that it'll happen this afternoon. But I'm telling you, if you'll make a decision today, that before I leave this campground, I'm going to be healed of the wounds of my spirit, of all the hurts and betrayals and grief and everything else that keeps me from trusting God and trusting in God's people and God's ministry. I'm going to get free of that before I leave this campground. I promise you, by the word of the Lord, that you will go home healed. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, make a decision. Number two, submit to God. Now, let me tell you something. We've got to do it God's way. Proverbs 19:3, the foolishness of a man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. See, what we've all done, we've fretted against God. We've fretted against God. God, I want this. God, I want that. Lord, I want to go down to this meeting, not to that meeting. I want to go to this place. I want to go to this church. And see, we've fretted against the Lord. Revenge is not the answer. What you've been doing is not the answer. What you've been doing to get healed? Going in your prayer closet sometimes. Oh, God! The Lord says, when are you going to come to me? In joy and worship? Oh, I've had such a rough, shaking life, God. I mean, nobody understands. Nobody had to grow up like I've grown up. Nobody had a daddy like my daddy or a mommy like my mom. Nobody, not no. Baloney. So what? It's all for your sake. To bring forth something beautiful in his eyes. Hallelujah, sis. It's this. Hallelujah. God's going to heal you, sister. God's going to do a wondrous work. When you two gals walked in today, praise God, God's going to touch your life. You're not going to be the same when you go back. How do we submit to God? We obey his word. Okay, a few more scriptures. Hebrews 10. Let's go to the... Some of you thought I'd never get in the New Testament again, I guess. Verse 32. Let the word of God do its work. Let the word of God do a work in your heart. But recall the former days in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. Now, brethren, there's so much there. Every time you get an illumination or a revelation, what comes right behind it? Huh? A great struggle with suffering. Why? Because that word's going to be tested. And the greater the revelation, the greater the testing. Partly while you were made a spectacle. And that's the last thing most of us want to be made of, isn't it? You ever have a dream that you were out in public naked? Some of you dreamed that? You dreamed that. Most people dream that. What is it? I don't want to be made a spectacle of it. I don't want to be exposed. By reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. Whenever the Lord told us to begin to voice the deliverance message in the Dallas area, and some of you may not be familiar with that area per se, but it's not particularly an area where anything of reproach is very popular, because there's a lot of it's success oriented. In fact, we had some folks come in from England last week, and they discerned that one of the major spirits over the Dallas area was fear of failure. There's such a thing about money, of driving the right car, living in the right house, having the right clothes. It's just almost a phobia there. And that fear of failure, fear that I'll say the wrong thing, fear that I'll wear the wrong clothes, fear that I'll pick up the wrong fork, fear that I, you know, all those things, see. And so when you really begin to get identified with the true gospel, which is outside the camp, bearing the reproach, a lot of folks don't want to identify with that. Let's go find us a church that's got a nice-looking building, got a good outreach, got a television program and an art radio, so I can identify with that, brother. But see, there's persecution and suffering that comes when you become companions of those who are so treated. And not everybody wants into that. That's why a lot of people don't want into sonship and kingdom. For you had compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, now listen, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. See, the whole book of Hebrews is thrust toward a people that have begun to get bored and weary of holding on. And one of the theme messages of this book is, endure, endure, endure to the end, see? For look in verse 36, for you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Which just quickens me to another spirit that I'm seeing a lot in the body of Christ. And that's this one. Oh, you've gone too far. You did it again, and this time God's not going to forgive you. It's all over. You probably committed the unpardonable sin. You knew too much. And forget it. You just, all you can do now is just kind of hang on until it's all over. That's a lie. That's a lie. They tried it on me. Try it on you. Hallelujah. Now, submit to God. Hebrews 5, verse 7 and 8. Talking about Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by what? The things that he suffered. Now, through all this wounding, what are we learning? Obedience, endurance. Endurance and obedience. Knowing always that God will heal. He'll even raise from the dead. Maybe some of us need that today. Hallelujah. Let's raise a few from the dead today. Praise God. And then, finally, over here in Romans, the 15th chapter. Romans 15. Praise you, Jesus. Verse 1. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples or the weaknesses of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. But whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, brethren, as we make a decision to be healed, and as we make a decision by our will to be comforted. Now, what do I mean by that? If I was going to take Raymond here, and I was really going to heal him. Let's say he's got a real, let's say that theoretically he has a real broken spirit. Now, what does he need? He needs healing. But what's going to heal that broken spirit? Comfort. Love. And he's going to have to let me get hold of him and touch him and love him to comfort him. But it's up to him. It's up to him. He can... You ever hug anybody like that? But then you feel that melting. And that's the will. You can refuse it. Or you can make a decision. I will be comforted.
I will stew in my self-pity no longer. I will sit and moan and groan no more. I will be healed. Now, part of the healing comes right here in verse 4. That we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. You know why we get in this mess? Because we quit believing the Word of God and quit letting the Word of God comfort us. See, if you really believe this book, if we really believe what this book says, hallelujah, the whole thing could become a rhema. The whole thing should become a rhema. All right. Allow yourself to be comforted. There's a Greek word, parakaleo, means to call near, beseech, call for, be of good comfort, to pray. Paralysis, imploration, solace, comfort, consolation, exhortation. And then the word parakaletos, an intercessor, consoler, advocate, the Holy Spirit. It's all the same word. The word for the Holy Spirit, the paraclete, is the comforter. That's one of his main ministries, is to comfort the saints. The God of all. Isn't it interesting that one of the commissions of the Son of God in Isaiah 61, how's it go? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He's what? Anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor. To bind up what? The brokenhearted. Now, how did Jesus read that in Luke 4? No, that same passage, to bind up the brokenhearted. Look at it in Luke 4. Jesus changed one word. The Word of God changed one word in Isaiah. No, there's the same passage there. What did Jesus come to do for the broken heart? To heal it! Not just bind it up anymore, I'm going to heal it! Glory! To heal the broken heart. To heal the broken heart. And then in 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 11, Brother Tommy already read that this morning. Ministered out of that. Same passage. The God of all comfort will comfort you that you in turn might comfort. Praise God. Why does God want you healed? So you can heal others. God wants to comfort you so you in turn can comfort. God wants to fill you with love so you in turn can love. Bless his name. And here's the bottom line, brethren. When I saw this, I almost fainted. The very vessels that wounded you are the very vessels that have your healing. It's people that have wounded you. And the only way you're going to get really fully healed is through people. Again and again, Linda and I, as we ministered together, have found out that when a man has a problem with his mother or with women, and he has this hate for females in him, that God will use her to bring the healing to him. And the same thing is true where we've got wives that have been battered by their husbands or something like that, and God will use me as the instrument. The very thing, the very like thing that brought the damage, God will use to bring the healing. I'm not going back to church anymore. I'm fed up with churches. I'm fed up with people. I'm fed up with that whole thing. Listen, go ahead. You'll never be healed. And some of you that got wiped out in a church, the only way you're ever going to get healed is go back into a church. Now hear me. Now that won't hold true all the way through. But in general, it's true, see. See, I love that scripture. Assemble yourselves together. Listen, brother. I've got another teaching. I don't know whether the Lord will let me teach it here or not, but on principalities. And listen, individuals don't bind principalities. Armies bind principalities. And if we don't come together, we're never going to bind up the principalities. It's going to take an army of people together in unity with one voice, one spirit, one mind that are going to bind up those principalities. That's why I got a heart for a church, Brother Jack. I see something that a church can do that nothing else on the earth can do. When we have a true local church that's flowing in this whole thing, it'll be like an atom bomb on the face of the earth. I see it. Just don't know how to get there. I know I can't do it. I found that out the hard way. So we need a sound heart. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Proverbs 14:30. God's people are the only answer, brother. We've got to have each other. The day of the Lone Ranger is over. Barnabas. You know what the name Barnabas means? Son of encouragement. God, send us some Barnabas. Send us a Titus that Brother Tommy was talking about this morning to comfort us. Titus came with comfort. Hallelujah. And brother, I hope this afternoon that I'm coming with comfort, that the Spirit of God will minister that. And then, brother, after we make a decision, submit to doing it God's way. See, God will send you the most unlikely person to bring your healing. You say, I don't want it that way, God. Well, you won't get it.
Hallelujah.
I don't want it that way, God. You run to and fro to this meeting, that preacher, this, read this book. I'm going to get it. And God says, no, you'll do it the way I say, or you won't get it. Submit to God. Allow yourself to be comforted. Allow someone to love you and comfort you. Open yourself up here while we're here. Open yourself up to the whole. See, when you close yourself off from people, you close yourself off from God. You can't just close the door and say, well, I'll close it to all them church people, preachers and stuff. But see, when you do that, you close it to God, because God moves through people.
Right.
Through imperfect vessels like me. You say, man, you know, he don't talk like he ought to talk, you know.
Hallelujah.
But you never know. See, you just got to be open to God. Hallelujah. And then, brother, I'm going to close here. I'm going to minister. But I want you to look at Psalm 51. And then one other scripture. And we're done. I want to show you something that the Lord showed me in all this. Psalm 51, verse 17. And it's a familiar one to you. The sacrifices of God are what? A broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Hallelujah. Brethren, if today we could offer this up as a burnt offering and take all these broken hearts that are in this room and claim this word and say, God, you won't despise it. And I bring it to you today, Father, as a sacrifice. I yield myself to whatever you want to do in my life. I'm yours. Glory. And come out of your bitterness. Come out of your resentment. Come out of your anger. All your pity, all your hopelessness, all your despair and your depression and your heaviness. I know by the Spirit of the Lord, some of you are taking pills for depression. Throw them away and let God have that heart. And be healed. Be healed. Praise your name, Father. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. And save such as have a contrite spirit. Psalm 34:18. Bless your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word. Jeremiah is crying out. This is the last scripture. He says, why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? And he's crying out to God. Oh, God. Will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream as waters that fail? Can you imagine a prophet of God talking to God like that? God, are you going to be like an unreliable stream when I go down there to get a drink? There's no water there? Therefore, thus says the Lord, verse 19, chapter 15. If you return, I will bring you back. It's up to you, Jeremiah. See, some of you haven't had a good drink of water. You haven't been refreshed in so long, and you're complaining. God says, if you'll return, I'll bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. A little better than that. Amplify. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your Bibles down? As I was meditating on this whole concept, I asked the Lord one day in prayer, I said, Lord, show me what a broken spirit looks like in the spirit. And the Lord showed me something like a heart of flesh that it, instead of just being cut, it actually just like someone had taken it and just torn it. And the edges of this wound were just, you know, just ragged and torn and mangled. And I began to realize that as I saw that it had begun to rot and canker and scab, it was just ugly. Just the ugliest kind of wound you could ever think of. And that's where the demonic activity is in this whole thing, feeding on that. That's what demons feed on. And so the Lord wants you free of those demonic things. Because, see, when we make a decision, brethren, to get healed, instead of going in this circle, we make a decision and begin to trust and move up here and be healed. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stew in my own juice anymore, Lord. I'm going to be healed. So bow your heads with me, that you just might get quiet before the Lord and that the Holy Spirit might speak to you. And first of all, it's your decision to receive. It's your decision to be healed, to be comforted of the Lord today, and to be set free. Amen? So tell the Lord. And I'd pray something like this. If you're not sure that you've got this problem, and I think most of us do, just say, Lord, whatever. Lord, if there's something here that I've buried so deeply that I need healing of, Lord, bring it forth. Bring it to my conscious memory that I might bring it to you and be once and for all healed. And that it might not defile me anymore. It might not anymore. In Jesus' name. And if anyone comes to mind, make a decision to forgive them right now. Every person that's betrayed, hurt, wounded you in any way right now, just by a decision of your will, just say, in the name of Jesus, I do now choose to forgive that person by an act of my will. And by the power that's in the name of Jesus Christ, I do now forgive. I forgive. And name those people right there. Every failure that you've had, accept the forgiveness of the Lord and forgive yourself. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I forgive myself for failing. I forgive myself for being betrayed. Forgive yourself. Let yourself go of that condemnation. Every ministry that's hurt you, disappointed you, failed you, forgive them. Forgive them. Every church that's been a hurtful experience, name it, forgive it. And then bottom line, brethren, confess to the Father your anger and bitterness toward Him. Confess it and He'll forgive it. He'll forgive it. Father, I'm going to be honest with you. It's been hard for me to understand why. I've had to go through these things. I've murmured. I've been angry at you, Lord. I've been resentful and bitter toward you, God. And I ask you to forgive me. Oh, God, I've been angry at you because of that husband, that wife. Why I had to grow up like I did. Get it out of your heart. Get honest with God. Get it out of your heart. You might just say, Lord, I don't know whether I got any of that or not, but if I do, I want it out. Show me. Show me, God. Show me, Lord. I want to be clear. I want to be free. Hallelujah. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The God of all comfort is here to comfort you, heal you, deliver you today. In Jesus' name. I'm going to ask all of you now that are ready to receive some ministry to raise your hand. You feel like that you need ministry in this area today. Would you just right now raise your hand? Okay, would you stand up now? Just stand up. Glory. I want to minister some deliverance to you, first of all, okay? I'm just going to do it as a group. You'll just receive it. Just receive it. Let these things go. There's some demons involved here. We're going to get them out of the way first because, see, until they're out, the healing can't come. See, that's the lie of inner healing, so much inner healing ministry, that until you get rid of the irritating thing, how can the thing ever get healed and stay healed? So let's get rid of the thorn, and then God can heal the wound. All right? And see, one of the big ones is bitterness. Bitterness. In the name of Jesus right now, I bind the strong man. And every one of you. Every one of you. I bind the strong man right now. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, if you just feel something wanting to come up or you just need to belch or cough or something, just let it happen. Don't hold it back. These are breath or wind. They'll come out that way. Just let them out. Just push them out. No pray. Just be quiet. Just receive. Okay? In the name of Jesus now, you demons. All of you demons that I've spoken your name today already. I bind you. I cast out bitterness. Now bitterness, resentment, murder, hatred, anger. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. I cast you out. Come out. All the anger, resentment, bitterness, come out. All the gall of bitterness. I come against all the gall of bitterness. In the name of Jesus, come out. Come out, bitterness. Come out, bitterness. Come out, bitterness and rebellion. Come out. That's it. Come out. We cast you out. Go where Jesus sends you. Come out. Get out of these people. Get out of God's people. Get out. You old spirits that are wounded, irritated. Come on out. Out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Out, 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 out. All the old memory recall spirits, come out. Come out. All the old bitterness. Out. Out. Spirits of bitterness. All the old vile spirits of bitterness. Come on. Out. Out. Come out. Come out. Loose and go. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness and resentment. Come on. Out. Out. In the name of Jesus. 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 Come on out, demons. All demons. Come on. Named and unnamed. Get out. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. All that old root of bitterness. Come up and out of there. Come up and out of there. In the name of Jesus. All that old root of bitterness. Come on, out. 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 Resentment, unforgiveness, memories. All those old memories that want to flood the mind. In Jesus' name, get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Come on. Out. All the old spirits of incest and abuse. All the spirits of abuse. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Keep going. Keep going. Spirits of abuse. Betrayal. Distrust. Come on, you liars. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. All that inner rawness. All that insomnia. All that sleeplessness. Come out. Come on out. Go. 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 Introspection. Go. In the name of Jesus. Complaining. Reminiscing spirits. Doubt. Unbelief. Go. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rejection. Rejection. Sorrow. Sorrow, come out. Sorrow. I cast out sorrow and grief. Come out. Come out. All the sorrow. Spirits of sorrow and grief. Grieving spirits. Grieving spirits. Grieving spirits. Come out. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All the old grieving spirits. In Jesus' name. Hardness. Hardness. Stony heart. Spirits of the stony heart. Come out of the heart. Come out of the heart. Come out of the hearts. Hopelessness. Hopelessness. Despair. Suicide. Come on out. Suicide. Despair. Hopelessness. Despondency. Come out. Depression. Spirits of depression. Heaviness. Heaviness and depression. Come out. Come out. Come out. Morbidness. Grieving. Grieving morbidness. Suicide. Come out. All that hardness. All that hardness. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke the stony heart. I rebuke you. You wounding spirits. Confusion. Confusion. Come out. Confusion. Go. Go. God's not the author of confusion. Fear. Fear. Come on. Fear. All the fear. I cast out fear. 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 Fear that God won't heal me. Fear that things won't change. Fear of the future. Get out. Get out. Fear that it won't work. Get out. In the name of Jesus. All the fear, go. All the fear. God's not given us a spirit of fear. Get out, fear. Get out, fear. We cast out fear in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. All your spirits that refuse to be comforted, refuse to be healed. Fear of trusting. Fear of trusting. Fear of reaching out. Fear. Come on out. Out, out, out. All the old critical spirits. Critical spirits that criticize and judge. You old judgmental spirits want to judge God's people, want to judge the church and criticize. Get out. Want to judge ministry. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. The old criticizing spirits, go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All the old spirits of dryness in the bones. Arthritis, come out. Dryness in the bones, come out. Go, go, go. Come out, demons. Come out, demons. Be seated, brethren. Be seated. Go ahead and be seated. Be seated. The name of Jesus. Keep coming out, demons. Keep coming out. Jesus, come on, out. Out. In Jesus' name. All that rejection. Rejection. Parental rejection. Rejection of the father. Rejection of the mother. Rejection. Betrayal. In Jesus' name. Shame. Shame. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Spirits of divorce. Divorce. Pain. Spirits of pain. Pain. Pains in the heart. Pains. In Jesus' name, go. Go. In the name of Jesus. Keep going, demons. Come on. All the way. All the way. All the way. In Jesus' name. Heart trouble. Heart disease. Come out. Spirits of heart disease. Heart failure. Come on. Out. Congestive heart failure. Get out. Jesus' name. Spirits of the broken heart. Wounded hearts. Out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loose and go. Come on, out, out, out. Stubbornness, stubbornness. Come out, stubbornness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Go, 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 stubbornness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of his blood, I chastise you demons with the blood of Jesus. Now get out. Spirits of senility and old age, get out. Senility and old age, get out. In Jesus' name, get out. Get out in Jesus' name. Alzheimer's disease, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, you demons that come and tell people that it's too late, you've gone too far. Get out, you liars. Every lying spirit, leave this place. Leave God's people. Get out of God's people. I free and loose you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I loose you today in the name of Jesus. I open the prison doors in Jesus' name. Let the captives be set free in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get out. Get out. Every spirit of bondage. Every spirit of bondage. In Jesus' name, we've not been given a spirit of bondage again to fear, but a spirit of adoption. In Jesus' name. Father, I loose that spirit of adoption in this place. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, send your spirit of adoption and love and comfort here to this place. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep going, demons. Keep going, demons. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus right now, perverseness, spirits of perverseness, rape, adultery, abandonment, spirit of the abandoned child, spirit of the abused child, in Jesus' name, come out. Abandonment, abuse, orphan spirits, go. Orphan spirits, go. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Go! Demons, go! Named and unnamed. Get out. Leave and gain group. Satan, I bind all your power of reinforcements, of communication. I loose confoundment upon you. Be in seven directions in the name of Jesus. And loose God's people. Get out in Jesus' name, for we come to take the kingdom. Hallelujah. We come in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hardness now. Spirits of stupor, go. You spirits of stupor. Right now, get out. Get out. You spirits of stupor. Break your hold on these minds. I demolish the stronghold of stupor in the mind. Right now. Unbelief. At strongholds. I come against strongholds in the mind. I break the control. I break the control on the mind of unbelief. I break the control of religious spirits. Loose the minds. Loose the minds. I speak the breaking of control on these minds. Demonic control. Loose these minds. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Satan, loose these girls in the name of Jesus. Loose her. Loose her. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. By the roots. Every root come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Looser. Looser, Satan. Looser in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.